Thank you, Dave. Happy Sabbath, everybody. So we know in the Bible that God gives proofs by his creation, by the universe, and by mankind himself. And what I'm going to do, this will be a three-part series. I gave this sermonette a little over 3 years ago on one of the proofs of God. This will be the first in a three-part series. And standing up here and me being known by God even before I was born is such a miracle in itself. We shouldn't need all these proofs in the universe and the animals and different things, but he put them in the Bible for us. Let us know that he is the creator of all things and he is in charge of all things. And so today I'm going to be speaking about the proofs of God. And as we look around the earth, we see from the mountains to the oceans to the stars and beyond. Today what I'm going to be talking about is a chameleon. I find the chameleon fascinating. That I did some research on, and I will be implementing a few more things from my sermonette last time. All chameleons are found in Africa, Asia, and Europe, but most live in Madagascar and Africa. I did not know that. I find it fascinating that, and there's a certain snake species that's only found on one island, and there's different animals that are only found in certain areas. I don't know how they got there, but I guess maybe they dropped them off at the Ark and that was their landing spot. Who knows? There are chameleons also in India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and other the common chameleon, which is native to Spain, Portugal, and the islands in the Mediterranean Sea. One fascinating thing I found about the chameleon is its tongue. You know how it sticks its tongue out and it goes out and it gets... Wouldn't that be something rather than a fork and a knife for your fingers? You just stick your tongue out and grab your hamburger and it goes. At the end of the tongue is a ball of muscle, and as it hits its prey, it wraps a small suction cup. How fascinating is that? No one's going to convince me that the Big Bang Theory just happened and all of a sudden these chameleons are able to eat by throwing their tongue, turns into a suction cup. It doesn't come out of their mouth as a suction cup. It's right when it gets that microsecond when it hits the target prey. Then once the prey sticks to the tongue, they put it back into its mouth where straw jaws crush it and swallow it. Even small chameleons are able to eat large insects. The tongue is kept bunched up at the back of the mouth until it's needed again. There's a term, biomechanics, and this is according to a scientific journal. The biomechanics, which is what makes things work from a scientific standpoint, of the biomechanics of the chameleon's tongue are of great interest to the field of science. And then there's bio-inspiration. I guess the scientists get inspired by these biomechanics, and it inspires them, and they continue more science. When I was a little kid, I had my little science set, and I always wanted to be a scientist. I used to have two classes... I think I stayed half of my sixth grade. And my mom wasn't happy about it, but I think the teacher saw something in me. But anyhow, I didn't go down that path. Anyhow, bio-inspiration is defined as devising strategies different from that employed by nature to achieve the same function and properties. So this is basically the scientific realm trying to take things, and we see this all the time. They'll take things out of nature, apply it to science to better mankind. How chameleons change color is a fascinating and complicated process also. First of all, they don't really change color to match their surroundings, and they cannot change to any and all colors. For example, if a chameleon is sitting on a red and white polka dot table, the tablecloth, it will not turn red and white polka dot. Not look at what they're sitting on and deliberately decide to match it. Instead, each chameleon species has a group of patterns and colors that it's able to display. Chameleons have four layers of the outer protective layer called the epidermis, the chromatophore layer, which contains yellow and red pigments, and melanin, which has the dark pigment and can create brown and black colors. So there's even the layers in their skin with the different colors, is just, it's fascinating. And they can reflect the blue also from that third layer. Now the nerve impulses, that's what causes the color cells in these layers to expand and shrink. So you'll see them, they'll go on and they'll go off like that. The squid do the same type of thing. They do have a iridescent thing to them also, and octopus do the same type of thing. So they blend these different layers of cells with these colors to basically the main function of the chameleon is, of course, as we know, camouflage. I'm going to go ahead and 1:24 for our first scripture. Genesis 1:24, if you'll please turn there, if you have your Bibles with you. Okay. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. Of the animals. And then I won't turn there, but you can go ahead and write this down. Psalm 24 and 25, where God, there's David making living creatures. Another fascinating aspect of the chameleon is their eyes. And we've all seen how their eyes, they'll do this. One will be looking that way, one's looking that way. And it's like, how does the brain maintain that? So there's over chameleons that exist, ranging from the size of your thumbnail, full grown at the thumbnail level, to that of a house cat. Some species of chameleons, such as the tiger chameleon, are endangered, but others like the Drakens berg, Drakensberg dwarf chameleon, are not, no matter their differences. This common aspect of their pair of eyes. They move in two different directions at once, giving the lizard a panoramic view of their surroundings. When I was reading this, I was thinking, just think, when we're in our spirit form, are we going to be able to take on some of these attributes where we can see panoramically too, like God does? Possibly. What really amazed me was how their eyes worked. The eyes take in two separate images, which are channeled to the optic nerve, which is in the back of the eye, and it goes right direct. This process in the brain gives them a panoramic view of their environment. And I know about the optic nerve with glaucoma, what happens when your eye pressure in your eye builds up, it squeezes that optic nerve, and then you can't see very good. And then for the last scripture, let's go ahead and turn over to in Colossians 16. I'm not going to turn there for sake of time, but you guys can write this down and look it up later. In Colossians, that all things in heaven and earth were created through Christ.